quench. Show me a man that's on fire that can stand still. Show me a man that's on fire that can stand still. He's going to drop. He's going to roll. He's going to run. He's going to scream. He's going to yell. He's going to make some noise. Everybody around him is going to know that he's on fire.
Yeah.
Somebody say revival.
Revival
causes everybody to know that it's a fire in the land. If you catch on fire, my God, hallelujah, with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
If you catch on fire with the Holy Ghost, if you catch on fire with the Holy Ghost, it will bring about a change. I am so excited about what's getting ready to go down tonight. Listen, if you don't have nothing to do tonight, meet us at Jesus Way Universal Healing and Deliverance Ministry, 5544 58th Street North, Kansas City, Florida, 330-79, 7:30 p.m. We're going to turn Elder Deborah Pringle loose. My God, she has a word. She has a word from the Lord tonight. You don't want to miss tonight. Apostle R.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
The question still remains. If, hallelujah, the foundations of a godly society be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Hallelujah. What can we do with those that are proclaiming Jesus Christ? What can we do with those, hallelujah, that say that we are walking uprightly in, hallelujah, this society? Praise God. We can preach. We can prophesy. We can preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. We can remain righteous. Don't fall. Don't back up. Don't give up. Praise God. We can continue to stand after we've done all the stand. Stand therefore. We can continue to keep on the whole arm of God. We can continue to keep on the breastplate of righteousness, the girdle of truth. Hallelujah. Our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We can keep that shield of faith out front, praise God, and quench every fiery dart of the wicked. What can the righteous do? We can put on the helmet of, keep on the helmet of salvation. Oh God, we can use the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. We can pray with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Hallelujah. With perseverance. Somebody say with perseverance.
With perseverance.
My God, hallelujah. We got to keep pushing. We got to keep going. We can't let anything, hallelujah, trick us or stop us, hallelujah, from doing the work of the Lord. We got to persevere. We got to push, hallelujah, until the breakthrough come. We got to push until we see change. We got to push until we rise up above those things that are opposing us, above those things that's trying to hold us down. We got to keep pressing, glory to God, hallelujah, and crying out and interceding, hallelujah, standing in the gap, hallelujah, hallelujah, for those that are in the body and for those, hallelujah, that are outside of the body of Christ. Hallelujah for the world. Hallelujah. Because it's not God's intent that any should perish. My God, hallelujah. We need, hallelujah, to restore the foundation.
Yes.
That have been, hallelujah, destroyed and broken up. That have been moved. That have been shifted. My God, from the proper position that God has placed things in. Hallelujah. What can the righteous do? We can continue to walk holy. Hallelujah. We can continue to raise up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ. Oh my God. We can continue to preach the unadulterated word of God. God. We can continue to preach the fact that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. We can continue to preach how Jesus came from heaven down through 42 generations, born of a virgin. Hallelujah. Something that people think we're crazy to even say. How can somebody be born of a virgin, a woman that's never been with a man? How can she birth a child? My God, hallelujah. But the Bible said it was about the Holy Ghost. Somebody say the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
The holy power of
the
God.
The holy power.
Overshadowed her. And she conceived this holy thing. My God, hallelujah. And Jesus was born. Hallelujah. Into this world. We got to preach how he lived a sinless life. How he lived without any guile in his mouth. We got to preach that he became sin, that we might be the righteousness of God. We got to preach how he became a curse on the tree, that we might be blessed. Oh my God. We got to preach how he became poor. He gave up everything. Hallelujah. That we might be rich in him. We got to preach the truth. Glory to God. Of Jesus Christ. And that if we're going to be reconciled to the Father, it's by him. It's by Jesus. There's no other way. You can think what you want. You can say what you want. You can be tricked how you want. But there is no other way to be saved except by way of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It was a video, and I shared this on Sunday night. On a Friday night, I shared how I was asked to watch this video. And I watched the video, and how the people on the video that made the video did their best to try to discredit, hallelujah, the facts that are in the Bible concerning Jesus Christ. They tried to say, hallelujah, that he was never raised from the dead. They tried to say that he did not walk, hallelujah, in the holy way that he walked, in the sinless way that he walked. They said that he had a wife, and the wife was Mary Magdalene, and they said that he had a child, and glory to God, it was a boy, praise God. They did everything they could to try to change the truth about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And one of the individuals said, well, we never saw this in the Bible. Yes, you never seen in the Bible, because it's not the truth of the word of God. And don't you be swayed, and don't even start trying to wonder, is this true or not, praise God, because I'm here to say today, either you believe in the word of God or you don't believe in the word of God. It's time for us to stand. It's time for us to prophesy. Hallelujah. The bones are dry. The bones, hallelujah, need life. Praise God, hallelujah. Just like in Ezekiel 37, hallelujah, because Israel chose to be unloyal, chose to be disobedient, chose to look another way, chose to profane the name of the Lord. They ended up in a dry place, a place of captivity. They ended up in a place, hallelujah, of hopelessness. Hallelujah, but God, hallelujah, had a man called prophet Ezekiel, a man that was still in touch with him, a man, hallelujah, that was a bridge between that dead Israel and God, a man, hallelujah, that could be used to prophesy. What shall the righteous do in a broken down society, a dried up church? What shall the righteous do, my God, hallelujah, in the midst of moral decline, in the midst of unloyal people, hallelujah, when it comes to the kingdom of God? What shall the righteous do? Well, Ezekiel showed us that the righteous will stand up and obey God. They will stand up and be loyal. He said, I prophesied as I was commanded. Whatever God told me to say, whatever he told me to do, I did it. Praise God. And the effect came. We're in obedience to God. He said revival, and that's what's coming. That's what's going on. We got to obey like Ezekiel. And what happened? They came together. They united. That heart of stone that God spoke of in Ezekiel 36, that heart of stone was replaced with a heart of flesh. A heart of stone can't pump life. It can't pump blood. Hallelujah. But everything started coming together. The breath of life, as he prophesied breath, as he prophesied spirit, as he prophesied life. Hallelujah. Revival, come on out on tonight. And remember that
today is another day of miracles.
God bless you. Like a
spark. Tampa Bay, for the last past 30 minutes, you and I have been listening to Truth Talk. Join them back next Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock in the p.m. And Tampa Bay, it's been a pleasure being with you all day. But the clock on the wall say Bishop Al Baldwin, it's time for you to get up out of here. Only if it's the Lord's will, I'll talk to you next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. You keep it locked, Tampa Bay.
Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
There's a river I want to swim in. There's a river I want to live in. It's the river of anointing. It's the river, whoa, the river of God. There's a river,
there's a river
I wanna swim in,
I wanna swim in.
There's a river,
there's a river
I wanna live in,
I wanna.
It's the river,
that time again, audience, and we are very glad you're with us today on Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. We are glad to be here, as always. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, along with me, two of our radio team members today, Dr. Angel Falzoni, who's getting herself all set up there in the studio. And some of you watching on YouTube can see her right there. And Betty Thomas from that wonderful area of cold Michigan. Betty, are you on the line?
I am here. Good afternoon, Pastor. Good afternoon, Angel.
Hey, are you freezing your butt?
Yeah.
What's temperature up there in Grand Rapids?
34 whopping degrees.
Woo!
Wow.
Yeah, I think we're still about 84 or something, aren't we, Angel? I don't know.
Yes.
And I know.
Well, I hope you enjoy it.
Well, we'd say that just to make you miserable, so you'll come visit.
I will come visit, I promise.
Okay, you come visit. Okay. We're excited about today's show. We are in our series, Set Free, in part five of Set Free here. Had an amazingly, just a wonderful service this morning at Beacon of Hope. And we are in Clearwater now with a new location. The McKays that were just on before us brought their people and came on September 29th to our new facility. And they are coming back. I just verified it with them on December 29th. The 29th. It just seems to be the 29th. It's happened twice here. December 29th. And they will be with us in our sanctuary at 10 a.m. for an amazing joint service. We want you to put it on your calendar as we're going to ring out this old year and start a new one with that amazing service. Dr. Angel, if you can move some of those mics so I can see you through the... So those of you who are watching on YouTube, you go to YouTube slash... Tan Talk Radio / live. If you want to just skip over to that right now instead of listening on TanTalkNetwork.com or instead of listening to 106.1 or 104.3 FM. She's having a battle in there.
Sorry.
I can kind of see you in between the, yeah, I need to know when you're wherever. Okay, so, but before we get started, Angel.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so that was just a little clue to her. So, yeah, just a little secret there. Okay, just so Betty didn't hear us. Did Betty hear us? No, Betty, we're so glad to have you on the air. We always are. Cindy Henderson was actually scheduled today, but she's in West Virginia, so Angel stepped in again. And thank you very much, dear Dr. Valsoni, for coming on with us again today. It's been an amazing series so far. Betty, we had a barn burner, wonderful service today. We actually started at 8:45, which I put on our app to our Beaconites on Friday when I made that decision Friday night to do that, to come at early, because we usually have prayer meeting at 9, but we started at 8:45. What happened there, Angel? You were there for the whole
It was an amazing time of praise and worship and prayer. Powerful.
It was great. So it really wasn't a prayer meeting. It was a worship praise time. And wow. Pastor Jim had put together a lot of blood songs about the blood of Jesus and some really great music. And we were all just worshiping around the sanctuary, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
It was just fantastic. I loved every minute of it. We'll do it again soon. We may even do it the day the McKays come to visit because, boy, that was a powerful way to start a service.
It was like we had church before we had church.
We did have church before we had church, and it was mighty. It was wonderful. If you are looking for a home church or you're not going, then why don't you come and check out Beacon of Hope Ministries, 2058. Write it down, 2058. 2058 Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater. It's right off of Hercules between Drew and Sunset Point. Pretty easy to find in an office complex. Got a sign over the door now. It's all good. Dr. Angel, you have your practice. You want to mention what that is and give your phone number if you will.
Sure. I am a private practice therapist, and I am accepting patients, and I work with children, teens, adults, couples, and families, and you can reach me at 727-501-6557.
That's pretty cool. 727-501-6557. I have to repeat it so that I remember it.
There you
go. No. So anyway, yeah, call her for an appointment and sliding scale. And that's cool. So Betty, God is moving. And I love the McKays right there before us. We're talking about revival. They're in revival in their ministry right now. And revival is where God wants us all, especially right now in the season. And I think it's extremely important that the body of Christ get very serious about our commitment to God and to the Word, and that we desire to be and become all that He wants us to be and become. And I tell you, a lot of people don't realize how very important it is to really be sold out. Talk to me about that, Angel.
Well, absolutely. I mean, when you're sold out, it's amazing what God does with your life and how He uses you to minister to others. And it's just being sold out is the way to go.
What's that mean?
It's giving it all. It's yielding and surrendering every part of us to God and letting Him minister and work through us. And that includes healing our broken places, to helping us through our weaknesses, to, you know, helping us walk in our God-ordained purpose.
Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for that purpose today being fulfilled on this show, that what you want done today, God, will get done. We thank you, Lord, that we move in the power of the Holy Spirit. We move in truth. We declare your word over the airwaves, and we thank you, Lord, for the listeners who hear now or listen later on YouTube or on our website or on this TanTalkNetwork.com podcast, whatever. We thank you for the outreach. We thank you for the opportunity to declare your word over the airwaves, and you get the glory and the praise, mighty God. And here we go. Woo! Old song, voice of truth. In Jesus' name, amen. I forgot to actually finish my prayer. Here we go. Voice of truth, old song, but I love it. Great place to start today.
Oh, what I would do to have the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat I'm in, under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is. And he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The waves, they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says, this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth, this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth.
Praise God. Out of all the voices calling out to us, it's the voice of truth we want to listen to. The voice of truth. And that is the voice of the Word of God. All kinds of voices can come at us, Betty. We all know that. We are surrounded every day by influences. TV, Facebook, everywhere. But we want to hear the voice of truth through the Word of God, do we not?
We sure do. And, you know, to be able to hear the Word of God, we have so many opportunities and so many avenues that we can get that Word of God into us.
Amen.
You know, we get it through our phone, through, you know, you even have apps that you can get on your computer, on your telephone,
right,
so that you can hear the Word continually, constantly.
Get the Word.
So that you're getting it in and getting it down, and that way it stays, and it can help you in more ways than just one.
Amen. When we began Beacon of Hope in September 29th of 2001, we developed a group of people who began to form our bylaws and figure out what we believed, etc. And our slogan was developed at that time. That was before Betty or Angel were around and part of the ministry, 18 plus years ago. The slogan is the same: where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. And now we've kind of shortened it, and on the top, the front of the, above the door, it says where healing happens. Talk to us about all that, Angel.
Well, you know, and that's just it. Where, you know, the Word of God, Jesus is our healer, and, you know, so we all need healings. We all have things in our life that we need to be healed from constantly, and to have a place that brings healing and hope is just, it's powerful and it's amazing, and the peace that surrounds that building is just unbelievable.
It's wonderful to be there.
Yes, it is.
When we said we started church at 8:45, we really didn't start church. We started worship and music just going like crazy, as loud as we could get it all through the building.
Yes,
right?
We did.
And I mean, there were people dancing. There were people just with their hands lifted up. There were people that were walking the floors, just praising God and getting into that place with Him. Why is that so important? Betty, talk to us. Why? You and your daughter Megan, you're constantly sending us songs because you guys live in the praises of God. Do you not?
Well, we have to. I mean, we literally have to, because of the bombardment of just worldly things that can knock us off balance. And, you know, when you were talking about revival, you know, like this morning, it's a refreshment. It's to the praise and worship helps to develop you and set you into a frame of mind that can help you in whatever you're going through. Praise and worship is giving God thanks, giving Him the affection and the adoration that He so deserves.
Absolutely.
And, you know, by doing that this morning, you set the environment, the air, for God's presence to come in and the Holy Spirit to do what He does best, and that's to comfort and to heal and to give us new life. Again, you know, you already set the atmosphere for the Lord to come in this morning, and that is so important. We can do it at church, we can do it in our car, we could do it in our bathroom while we're taking a bath or whatever. It's just inviting the Lord to come in and do what He does.
Amen.
Best.
Amen.
It's to give us whatever we need, and it just, it blows my mind that, you know, you guys started so early this morning, because even up here, you know, with the time change, it gave you that extra time.
It did. It was good. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I
Oh, it was powerful. People walking in were just
done.
Oh, Betty, I wish you could have been there.
Me too.
Next time you come, we're doing it again. We'll be doing it quite regularly, actually. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 2, and I want to talk to y'all about what we need to be set free from in order to be set free to, okay? We are in part 5. If you've missed any of these shows, go to YouTube.com/TanTalkRadio/LivingTheGoodLife. And when you do that, you're going to see dates, because I just set the computer a moment ago. We are live right now. We can see Angel in the studio. You cannot see me. I'm in the control room running the controls. So you can't see Betty. She's on the phone in Michigan. But we are right here, the three of us, determined to get the Word of God out today. We are been talking about getting set free from. Now, so many times the from is where we get into so much trouble. because we get used to that whole area. What does that mean? That means there are things in our lives that we've got to learn to get rid of. We got to get set free from, for instance, jealousy, anger, fear, anxiety. You go on and on. We could go on for a mile here with all the things we need to be set free from. And we got to recognize, we've been talking about it the last 4 weeks in this series, it's the devil behind the scenes. Angel, talk about that. It's, you know, this, they sometimes say the devil's in the details. Well, the devil is in a lot of details in a lot of people's lives, causing a whole lot of problems.
Absolutely, and keeps a lot of people in bondage to their from.
To their from,
yeah,
right? Instead of getting free to go to their to.
Right, keeps them stuck in that. It keeps them comfortable in that. It keeps them, even if they're afraid of what life would be without, you know, without that thing in their life, you know, the lies that come in that this is just who they are, or this is their family legacy, or they've done something to deserve it, and they just keeps them shackled in that from that they need to be set free. Because the devil knows when
right.
we are set free, he loses that stronghold of us.
And, you know, that was what was going on this morning, Betty. I wish you could have been there, because the songs were Blood of Jesus songs type thing. The Blood Bought Church, The Redeemed, that's an old one. And then we went into new ones, Drenched with Love and all kinds of stuff. But the power of singing about the blood of Jesus is so incredible. We go to Revelation 12:10. You don't have to go there. I'll quote it to you. And it says, the accuser of the brethren, that's the devil, he tries to accuse us. But it says, we overcome him by the word of our testimony, what we say about our situation and our life, the blood of the Lamb, that's the blood of Jesus we're talking about. And we don't love our lives even unto death. In other words, we have our life in proper order under the power of the Holy Spirit being number one in our lives. And so we're going to talk about one of the tricks the devil uses, and it's called death. You say, wait a minute. When God's ready to take somebody home, he takes them home. True. But death is broader than just a physical death. Death also, it really can apply to death of relationships, death of who you really are and want to be, and you're just stuck back in there, as Angel said, in the from status. You're stuck back there. Hebrews chapter 2, let's give credit where credit's due to the devil for being the death thing. Hebrews 2:14, since therefore these children share in flesh and blood, that's us, in the physical nature of human beings, he himself is in similar manner, partook of the same nature. And by going through death, that's Jesus, had to die so that he might bring to naught, in other words, take the power away, and make of no effect him who had the power of death, that is the devil. And let's look at verse 15. In other words, Jesus had to die to conquer the devil. Does everybody understand that? He had to go to the cross. He had to take our sins and our sicknesses in his body. And he had to go into that tomb for 3 days and three nights as prophesied clear back. And he had to do it so he could rise up out of death to life. Verse 15, and also that he might deliver and completely set free. I'm in the Amplified Bible. Completely set free. God wants to deliver you and completely set you free. All those who through the haunting fear of death were held in bondage throughout the whole course of their lives. I believe a lot of people are stuck, so worried about when they're going to die, so worried about this, so worried about that. What am I going to do? What if I die? What if you die? Yeah, you will, probably, more than likely. Talk to us, Betty. Fear of death.
It is probably one thing that everyone, at one time or another, it goes over in their mind.
Of course, yeah.
What's going to happen? Where am I going? What am I going to experience in that time? And once Jesus had to go through what he went through so that we could experience life. And through the blood of Jesus, it covers so much.
Amen.
It covers death. It covers death, like you said, in many aspects of our lives.
Right.
Whether it's a spiritual death, which a lot of us have been through at one time or another, is that you realize that there's no other way except through Jesus Christ that we can survive.
Amen.
And even if we do die,
right,
that we know that Jesus has a place for us to go.
Amen.
But it is that fear that you know, Jesus conquered hell, death, and the grave.
Amen.
He took the keys of hell, and
amen.
He knows.
Woo. Yeah.
It makes me very weepy to know that Jesus walked on this earth and died, and he went through everything that we experience here.
Yes.
So death is, you know, that the scripture of death, where is your sting?
Right.
Is that Jesus took that sting away when he went to the cross.
Amen.
And it's hard to fathom for some people. But once you know, when you realize, what are you talking about regarding death? And death is, like you said, spiritually, financially, emotionally. It's time for us to experience life, and life in a new way.
Amen.
And the only way we can experience that is through Jesus Christ the Son.
Amen. I want to go back to verse 15 before we go to Dr. Angel. And also that he might deliver and completely set free all those who through the haunting fear of death were held in bondage throughout the whole course of their lives. When you're talking about what are we set free from, to, okay, one of the major things that Paul is saying here in the book of Hebrews that we are set free from is that fear of death. Now, we need to crucify the flesh. That's a different thing, and we'll talk about that later on. But so many of us go through life with this terrible fear of death hanging over us all the time. You want to discuss all that, Angel?
Sure, and you're correct. And death, you know, can mean so much to people. But, you know, the physical aspect of death, definitely. But a lot in the emotional of death of relationship, death of a dream, death of a purpose, death of what people will think of them or their credibility, like this fear of these things in their life that they hang on to so hard. They're afraid of that death of that. And a lot of the things that they're hanging on to are things that are holding them so far in bondage that it needs to go. They need to be cut free from it.
Exactly. And when we walk around with this fear of death hanging over us, well, let's look at verse 17, well, 16 and 17. For we all know he, Christ, did not take hold of angels, the fallen angels, to give them a helping and delivering hand. That's the demonic spirits. But he did take hold of the fallen descendants of Abraham. That's us, right? To reach out to them a helping and delivering hand. So, dear folks, the good news of the gospel is we don't have to be held under the anticipation of death. Yeah, at some point, God will take us home when God's ready for us. Verse 17 of Hebrews 2, so it is evident that it was essential that he made like his brethren in every respect, that's Jesus, came to this earth to show us the Father, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the things related to God, to make atonement and propitiation for the people's sins. Verse 18, Hebrews 2, for because he himself in his humanity has suffered in being tempted, tested, and tried, he is able immediately. Whoa, 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 whoa. He is able someday when he gets around to it. Is that what it says?
Mm-mm.
What does it say?
Immediately.
Immediately. To run to the cry and of assist and relieve. Run to the cry those who are being tempted and tested and tried, and who therefore are being exposed to suffering. What does that mean, Betty? Who does that? Who runs to our aid?
He does.
Amen.
You know, when we cry out to him,
yeah,
he moves towards us. He doesn't move away from us. He moves towards us.
Yeah.
And that's what I would consider a spiritual aid, is that all we have to do is mention the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And he's there. He's there. Just the mention of his name. There's power in that name. there is help in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. And we have to realize that Jesus did it. for me and for you, Pastor Marcia, and for Angel, and for all of our listeners. He died for you so that you could be set free. And one of the words that just keeps playing over and over and over again, and just in the few minutes we've been here, is fear. And fear does not come from God.
No.
Fear comes from the devil. And that's why we can be set free from fear, the fear of death, the fear of many things, is if we run to the, if we run to Jesus and not try to do it on our own.
Oh, so true. You know how we fight our battles?
This is how I fight my battle.
Michael W. Smith.
This is how I fight my battle.
Come on.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
That's what we're doing tonight.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. 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 This is how I fight my battles.
Listener, you gotta fight that battle. You gotta fight it. Can't give in to it. You gotta be strong in the Lord and the Word.
It may look like I'm surrounded. I'm surrounded by you. It may look like it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
It only looks like it.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles.
Woo! This is how we do it.
This is how we fight our battles.
Yeah. fighting. Oh yeah, let's fight them. Come on, let's fight those battles. Come on, let's fight those battles. Love that song. Dr. Angel got to see Michael W. Smith last weekend or weekend before. Do that live.
Oh, yes.
Crazy good, right?
Yes.
Love it. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not. I'm in the mess. Remember, I'm in the Amplified Bible. Fear not. There is nothing to fear. It says in brackets. For I am with you. That means God. He wrote this through the pen of Isaiah. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you and retain you with my victorious right hand of righteousness and justice. Okay, I'm going to read that again. And that is Isaiah 41, verse 10. I'm in the Amplified Bible. And I'm going to ask you to take it for yourself. How do you fight your battles? You realize that you are surrounded by the power, and he lives in you if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You're surrounded by the power of Almighty God, and one of our biggest enemies is fear. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear. That doesn't come from God. God has not given a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. That's what God's given us. Isaiah 41:10, I'm going to read it one more time. I want you to take it for yourself, and then we're going to go to Betty, and then we're going to go to Angel. Fear not. There's nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I'll help you. Yes, I'll hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of rightness and justice. Betty Thomas, talk to us.
Well, you know, that is one of the things that we can hold as one of God's promises. Is that he will uphold us, he will be with us, that he will not fail us, that he will hold us up with his victorious right hand.
Amen.
And that is just something that you can take to the bank, is that when you call on the name of Jesus, that he is there.
Yeah.
And it amazes me, and it says, do not fear, and it says, for I am with you. I will strengthen you. And what other purpose, what other thing can you count on to give you that much encouragement? What else can give you that type of reassurance that he is with you? You know, other people, humans, will fail you. God will not.
Amen.
And it's just something that you've got to hold tight to, is that God does not give you a spirit of fear. He gives you a spirit of sound mind and a strong spirit. The fear comes from the devil. And boy, have we fought and fought and fought him in the last several months. And it's just so reassuring to know that God, and I say this again, God holds the key, that we do not have to fear. We do not have to feel like that we are rejected, that we don't have to fear that we are not doing what God wants us to do, because he is directing us. He is guiding us through his Holy Spirit. And
Amen.
It's just so reassuring to know that I have someone I can depend on, someone who I can run to and our listeners can run to.
Amen.
When we have that fearful thing within us, and it could be fear of anything. And that's what the amp says, do not fear anything. And that means everything, for I am with you.
Oh, amen. Why does the devil think that he can get Christians to, and people that are not Christians too, to cower in fear, Angel? Why does he want us to be a victim of fear? What's the goal there?
Well, fear is a really powerful emotion. And, you know, what happens to us emotionally and physiologically when we feel fear, it kind of comes over our whole body. It overtakes our systems of our body, makes our heart rate go up, our breathing go up. So fear just kind of hijacks us. You know, and so when we feel fear, we can't really focus or we can't concentrate. We're just consumed by this emotion of fear.
The what ifs, right?
Absolutely.
What are those?
Hey,
go ahead, Betty. Did you want to comment?
Dr. Angel, do
yes.
you look at that as a control over us?
Oh, absolutely. Fear is definitely something that controls us. It can control us if we let it.
It's common. Happens all the time. If we let it. Look at verse 11 of Isaiah 41:1. If you're just tuning in, this is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia, along with Angel and Betty from our ministry, leaders in our ministry. We're in Isaiah 41, verse 10. And we just read that. Let's read 11. Behold, all they who are enraged and inflamed against you shall be put to shame and confounded. They who strive against you shall be as nothing and shall perish. I propose, and I want you both to comment on this, that one of the things that the body of Christ is so afraid of is reprisals from those who don't understand why we're crazy in love with Jesus, or why we like to sing songs like we just played, or why we like to go to church, or why we like to read the word, or why we like to say praise Jesus when something wonderful happens. They make fun of us. They don't understand. And there are sometimes it's the people that are the closest to us. And so listen to verse 11 of Isaiah 41 again. And then, Angel, you can go first this time and comment, and then Betty. Behold, all they who are enraged and inflamed against you shall be put to shame and confounded. They who strive against you shall be as nothing and shall perish.
You know, when I read this portion of scriptures, what I envision in my mind is like, you know, a parent with a child, you know, where he talks about he's reaching down, you know, his hand. It's almost like he's guiding us like a parent would with a child. You know, when we're walking across the street with a little kid, we like grab onto them to make sure that nothing bad gets a hold of them. And that's kind of what I envision with this whole thing. It's like, I have you. Just reach out to me. I'm going to guide you. And none of this bad is going to take over you. I've got this. It's okay. Trust me.
So let's go back to your from to thing you said earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this whole series is about learning to be set free from, what would be the from in verse 11 and in verse 10, really?
Well, all those that are outside of fear, all those things that are waging harm against us, all those things in our life, if it's people, relationships, whatever is, could be past emotions, whatever is waging against us is the from.
What's the to?
The two is to his righteous hand, to him, to him.
Woo, Betty, you're up. Betty, are you there? Betty, did we lose her?
Sorry, I had you muted.
Okay.
I don't know if I can top that. That is just, it's just phenomenal what she just said.
It is.
Because you have to realize that there are going to be things in our life that are going to come against us.
Right.
That are going to try to tear us down and try to make us have unbelief and to think that our faith is failing. And one of the things that when I, as I was reading that over again, I was switching back in my phone from different versions, is that it's almost like a cocoon that the Lord puts us in to protect us. He gives us a shield of faith to extinguish all the things from Ephesians. He gives us a shield of faith to extinguish all the things that try to hurt us.
Right.
And one of the things that we have to do is that we have to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we have things come against us, as such things as fear, is that we have the ability to say, I do not fear. Because I am a child of God. I am a priest.
Amen.
in his kingdom. I am a child of God. And we have that power to rebuke, to say, leave me alone, get behind me.
Yeah.
I resist you. These are the things that the Lord gives us to be able to fight the things that try to humiliate us, that try to bring us down to a level of, again, of control. And we have the same power, and I think I quote this every time I'm on the radio, but the same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead
Amen.
Lives in us.
Yes.
So, people, we have the power
Yes.
to do exactly what it says in Isaiah. Anyone who's angry at you or tries to put you to shame or humiliate you, that you are going to be an overcomer because Christ lives in you.
Oh, amen.
That's a big amen, because he is such a good father
mm-hmm.
that, and just like with our kids, with our children, we want to try to keep them from harm. We don't want anything to try to hurt them. Yes, there's a possibility of letting them grow and to understand what it's like to become an adult. But we want to, like mothers, is to protect them like a mother bear.
Right.
That's what God does with us.
Yes, he does.
He wants to protect us and keep us from harm, from the devil's attacks, and from the things that he tries to throw at us. And it can be from any area. And, I mean, it would be too numerous to mention on the radio right now, but there are so many areas that can come at us that we have that ability that we will not perish.
Amen.
Because we have everlasting life through Jesus Christ.
Amen. Woo! Verse 12, Isaiah 41. This one's yours, Angel. You shall seek those who contend with you, but shall not find them. They who war against you shall be as nothing at all.
You know, when I hear that, I just hear that the things that we see as so big in our lives, the giants that we feel like things are, whatever those giants might be, God is saying they're like nothing. It's nothing. They look big in your eyes because you're not seeing through my eyes. But I'm seeing the beginning from the end, and it's nothing. You know, it's enough for us to be able to surrender it and let it go, because we grow those giants so big that we let that fear overwhelm us, consume us, and so many people have yielded their whole lives to fear of whatever those things are. And God's like, yeah, it's nothing. You're going to look for it, but it's nothing.
It's nothing, because great is the Lord. Michael W. Smith.
It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, all the
Lord.
It's your breath, it's your breath in our lungs.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mighty God, how great you are. Lord, we're in all of you. Your greatness overwhelms us, fills our hearts, changes us, causes us to bow in reverence and worship. You are the great Almighty God, and we love you with all our hearts. Amen and amen. Verse 13 of Isaiah 41. If you just joined this amazing radio show, I tell you, I've been going strong since 5 a.m. I know we had a change of time today, but I tell you, it's amazing when you live in the praises of God all day long. It's just powerful what God does on the inside of you. It causes you to be stronger than you've ever been before. Isaiah 41, verse 13. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. Right hand is always talking about the hand of authority. The hand of authority. For a lot of people in this world, right hand is dominant. So it's talking about with that authority that you get things done. I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. I am the Lord who says to you, fear not. I will help you. Fear not, you worm, Jacob. That's just talking about our base nature. You men of Israel, I will help you, says the Lord your Redeemer. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Betty, talk to us. Fear not. Woo.
You know, if that says so much. Sometimes it's hard not to. And I think that we all face it at some point in our lives, that we do face an element of fear.
Oh, yeah, every day.
it's like, whoa. But we know the one who can set us free. We know the one who can break that bondage that we're in, if we're in a bondage of fear. And that fear can be replaced with God's peace, the peace that passes all understanding. And I just so much want to let our listeners know that you do not have to live in fear, that you have the ability to overcome that, and we overcome it by the blood of the Lamb. We have overcome it by Jesus dying on the cross and shedding that blood.
Amen.
I know in service today, here in Michigan, we were talking about what the blood covers. And the blood covers us from head to toe.
Amen.
From afflictions, from the spirit of fear. And that we have the ability to tap into that power. I'm losing my voice, and I apologize. We have the ability to tap into that.
Amen.
And to receive that power, to receive that overcoming power. And that's what we have to do. That's what we have to do, listeners, is that we have to get ourselves so embedded in the Word that,
yes,
anytime that any type of fear comes upon us, is that God is with us. If God be for us, who can be against
that's
us?
That's exactly right.
And we have to trust Him. We literally have to trust Him to help us, and I'm sure we're going to talk about this in the next hour, is overcoming the spirit of fear, overcoming
Amen.
Bondage, overcoming, because we are overcomers through Jesus Christ.
We are going to talk more about that, and the most frequent command in the Bible, and I did not figure this out, but some Bible scholars have, the most frequent command is fear not. The most frequent promise is I am with you always. So you see, if fear, the command to fear not, is the most frequent command in the Bible, I mean, that's huge. Fear, giving in to all of the what ifs, will absolutely paralyze you. Angel?
Oh, yes, it will.
You, Angel, and everybody, right?